Lumo Energy's ultimate power draw is giving away thousands in electricity credits. Switch to win. Entries close July 31. Big residential customers only. T&Cs apply. 101.9.
This is the Fox. There's a photo of some of us in the online news today. I say online because I have the physical copy of The Australian and it's not here in front of me.
The Australian.
Financial Review?
Well, we thought it was the Financial Review. So last week, Nick and I went and got a photo to celebrate the fact that SEA, that's the company that parent company that owns Fox FM. So here at the radio station, we're moving. At the moment, we're Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, but we're moving to 101 Moray Street, South Melbourne.
Are they trying to make that like 101 Bourke Street?
Sounds good.
101 Collins.
Like Collins Street, sorry, not Bourke Street. Collins Street. That's fancy.
Moray. Now, if you go online on The Australian, you can see a photo.
Is that near Gotham City?
I don't know what Gotham City is. What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, it's not often you will find members of the Fifi, Fev and Nick show in the commercial property section of The Australian, mind you. So what happened last? If you see this photo, you'll say, oh, well, there's, I think that might be Fifi. Yep, standing there, the girl.
There's
two very well-dressed men.
Yeah.
Now, they are the men that own the building.
David Deeg.
Yes, wonderful guys that we met when we had the photo taken.
A lot of cha-chings.
And there's Nick. No Fev. So to paint the picture, last Friday morning, we were asked to go and take a photo at our new location when Fox FM moves next August. And Fev, you weren't available.
Yeah, I said no.
You said no.
I said no the night before.
To the team photo.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a team photo. It was actually a Fifi photo.
Well, it wasn't now.
And Fifi didn't want to do it, and then they dragged us into it. That's how it happened.
That's
exactly how it happened.
What do you mean? Well, how could I not want to do it? I did it.
Yeah, I know, but they asked other people. Didn't they ask someone else, and they said no, and then they asked you, and then you were like, I'm not doing it by myself.
No, they didn't. They always asked me.
Yeah.
It was about who was going to take the photo with us.
Yeah, see?
Because at the end of the day.
Really, I want to unpack it.
Can't really just be us. But we didn't know. I didn't know that the owners of the building were going to be there. And they are dapper men.
Yeah, they're rich.
They are incredibly well-dressed men. Now, you can see the photo. We uploaded this photo onto our Instagram and our social media.
Because it looks like you, Boxy, and the two other guys grabbed the guy from off Clarendon Street to get a photo with you.
Well, I mean, do you mind if I say this, Nick? So, and it is not necessarily Nick's fault. I mean, he may have known he was having a photo taken, but you didn't know two incredibly well-dressed millionaires would be in the photo.
No.
And they smelt rich, they looked rich, they're amazing men. And if you look at this photo, you'll see me, and the only way to describe the way I look in this photo is hysterical. I'm in a fit of laughter. And why I'm in a fit of laughter that I couldn't control is because there's the two incredibly well-dressed men. There's me. Look, I was just in pants and a jacket,
yeah,
a coat.
You look nice.
Those two blokes, David Deeg and his son, it'd be close to a $1 billion company, maybe even more, own a lot of buildings. And then Hoppers Crossing Zone, Nick Cody.
Yeah.
In a pair of boardies. Essentially a pair of board shorts. I couldn't stop laughing to the point where the photographer said, maybe just close your eyes because obviously the sun's getting in your eyes. No, I'm hysterically laughing because Nick is so underdressed for this particular photo shoot.
The big dog, he had no idea. He was just staring at me like, what? I've never smelt that before. That is Lynx Africa, bro. Get amongst it.
Yeah, it's a bit flattening for the brand.
It was really, really funny. And
Wasn't I dressed appropriately?
Oh, I saw the photo, but yeah, but you weren't to know. Well, you knew the night before, but that's okay. Each to their own. You be you.
Hey, when did we find out, Leon? That the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was coming in? Was that yesterday morning or the night before?
Hey, I know where you're going to go. This is our workplace, mate.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
This is our workplace.
Oh, the day before?
Yeah.
Somebody wore a Swiss cheese t-shirt in?
Hey, that t-shirt's worth more than your closet.
And this only contains half the cotton.
I can wear whatever I want. If he wants to come in as a guest into my area, I wear what I want.
We didn't know they were going to be on the roof.
Who do you think you're getting a photo with?
Fee!
You think that people are going to be there?
No, he didn't.
No, he had no idea.
Anyway, he had no idea. But it was a great case of being underdressed, not reading the dress code.
To be fair, I don't think they knew we were coming.
I reckon they thought, I hope they wish they didn't come. After I saw the photo.
Well, now, I'm not surprised the photo's not in the paper. It's not.
That's why they didn't put it in the paper.
But I loved being in that photo with you, Nick, even though I couldn't stop laughing at how poorly dressed you were at the time.
Amanda came to me the day before and said, would you like to get a photo with Fee at the new complex because we're moving and, you know, and there'd be people there, you get a photo to say that we're, you know, moving. And I said no. And the reason I said no is because back in 2009, I was at the Carlton Footy Club and they were building, you know, a $1 billion new establishment at the ground. So we were in the really crappy rooms and they were building this new state-of-the-art, awesome venue. And the big dogs had to go over and get photo and go through it all and stuff. And there was me and Juddy. We went through with the top hats and I'm like, how good's this? It was just the most elite stuff. So we've been literally, you know, the hard hats. And I'm like, this is great. Front page of the paper. New, we're in it next year. That year I got sacked and I went to Brisbane. And I was in an absolute crap hole in Brisbane, which was underground. I never got to do the amazing brand new multi-billion dollar complex. So I thought, if I get that photo, I'm out of contract. If I get that photo at some Moz, I might get sacked. I might not be able to use it. So I said no. And that was the reason I didn't do it. But I'm not superstitious, but that sort of stuff gets me.
That's very superstitious.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
That's the definition.
In my head, I'm like, if I go there and then I lose my job somehow. It'd be because I did that photo. It's happened before.
Three quarters of the team are in a photo. With
if you
new
two get sacked, you'll know why.
What do you think?
Annie in Elwood. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Annie. Annie, have you misread a dress code?
Of course.
Well, my parents did when I was six. It was a fairy party for a distant family friend, and they forgot to tell me that the theme was fairy costume, so I came in normal clothes, and I was so embarrassed.
Oh.
I cried, and they took me home.
Oh, Annie, I remember that feeling. Do you know what? That's the feeling you'd get when it was a free dress day at school, and you turn up in your uniform, and you just wanted to die. It was awful.
We got a mate in high school a couple of times, him saying on the school bus on the way home the night before, and we go, no, it's next Friday.
Oh,
and then he'd rock up in his uniform.
Well, no.
Got you again.
Oh, Annie, you poor thing, you're scarred from that.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I'm still got the trauma as a 24-year-old.
Oh no, that's bad trauma.
Lulu gets like that with like fancy dresses and stuff. So this might be bad parenting, but you do it for her. But she will go as the fancy dress, but she sometimes if they're not having what I've got on, like because there's like a fairy. Like,
yes,
she'll take an extra change of clothes everywhere she goes. We have an extra change of clothes just in case it's not the right thing. Or uniform, she has like a packed sports uniform because some days it changes.
Yeah, right.
She won't go into school.
Yeah, but
she's
got
a real phobia.
She's prepared.
Prepared for muck-up days.
Yeah, prepared for being let down.
Yeah. Never know where I'll need to dress as a Ninja Turtle, Dad. Put it in my bag.
Karina in East Bentley. Hi, Karina.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good, Karina. Did you get the dress code wrong?
Very wrong. So I got invited to a friend's 21st many years ago, and the theme was ocean, a formal with a touch of ocean. And so I love a theme. So I had, you know, went blue dress, blue shoes. I had, you know, I went and bought some special Christian Dior blue eyeshadow, blue lipstick, blue fingernails, like went full. Yeah. I was the ocean. Like I was the ocean.
Sure, wasn't an avatar and, sort of theme?
Yeah, no, yeah. It was a bit like that in hindsight. And my best friend opened the door. It was her birthday. Opened the door and she's in a black dress with a shell pinned to her. And I'm there as the actual full ocean.
As a smurf.
You're Ariel.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Karina,
thank God there was no social media back then.
Yeah, you're lucky, aren't you? Well, the boys have heard the story. Remember the party I got asked to? I thought it was a cowgirl party because it was a shindig, but it was just at Bunyip, which is just a bit in the country. I thought it was a country party. So I turned up with chaps
she had a couple
and guns.
Of, she had a couple of double barrels next to her.
Very embarrassing. Mitch from Epping. Hey, Mitch.
How are we?
Good, Mitch. Did you get the dress code wrong?
Oh, only slightly. So a couple of my mates had a bit of a party at their house for Melbourne Cup a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they put on the Facebook post, dress fancy, and I read it as fancy dress. So everyone's in their nice dresses, beautiful suits, and I rocked up in an inflatable horse costume.
Oh, Mitch! But you would have been the life of the party. You would have been fun, Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone definitely got around me. Ended up winning best dress as well, so I reckon I won.
You did.
Did you get around talking like that?
That's pretty good.
Hmm. I play with the jockeys on COD. It's the best. Sounds like I'm playing with 12-year-old kids. Like,
shoot it.
It's like a 30-year-old man.
101.9 The Fox.
I started on the show the beginning of this year, and I've absolutely loved it. Again, why do I start things by sounding like I'm about to quit today? But
we've loved having you too. It's about time you quit.
thanks
for being with us, bro.
One of my favourite things, though, that has happened over the last few weeks is that you, Fev, have...
Spoke to you.
You have spoken to me. God, you're playing hard to get Jan through April.
All it took was a couple of drinks and a pack of darts and we're on board.
We're on. But you've started using a very peculiar nickname system for me. Here's some examples.
Sorry, Mr. Brainiac. Come on, Mr. Bloody
This is
I don't
English
know.
Man.
Righto,
Mr. Bloody Financial Man. Righto, Mr. Mathematician. Whoa, Mr. Trying to butt in. Mr. Brick. Oh, Mr. Scholar.
It's a real mister.
A real mister, isn't it?
And it's just been you. It's just been you doing that over the last few weeks. But it's spread around.
That nickname format
has spread around. And at home, a few days ago, my wife and I, we bought ourselves a Soda Stream. Oh, look out. Money bags over here, Mr. Cash.
Oh, mate. You did the legals chat, didn't you? But codes?
No.
Can't do endorsements,
mate.
I
was just pretending like it was a fancy thing to have. But last night, Luch couldn't get it working, and I just showed her how the Soda Stream worked, and she stepped back and said, "All right, Mr. Fizzy."
Yes, Luch.
101.9 The Fox.
Do you remember, I used to like the Presidents of the United States of America
peaches
song,
cream.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Lillions of peaches of me. Good song.
Right. Yeah. Hey, guys, went to the doctor yesterday, Dr. Colin Leong.
Oh, this better be good news after that. You
know? Well, that was great chat.
No. I mean, we're singing a fun song and then it's to the doctor.
I just
bad
went,
news.
It's not bad news. Could have been bad news. Oh, but went to talk to the Colin Leong just to get my
prescriptions
for
don't give out a full doctor's name followed by.
No, he's a great man. Great doctor. So I sat down. I said, "Hey, Doc, haven't seen you for a while. How are you, mate? Blah, blah, blah. We have a good chat." He thinks I'm mad. I'm crazy.
I bet he does.
Yeah. He just laughs at me. He's like, "What is wrong with this bloke? I can't help him." And I said to him, "Mate, as every man should, at a certain age, you go in and, you know, a lot of men don't want to go in and get this procedure done because, you know, you just don't worry about it." So I said, "Mate, I need to get my prostate checked."
Good.
And he goes, which is a good thing.
Great
and he goes, thing. Remember we spoke about it yesterday in the studio. And I told you, Nick, that it was a certain age. And you said, no, it's this age. So I went in. I booked in. I thought, God, because you said it's 40. I said, go in. And he goes, "Mate, Dr. Colin," I goes, "geez, you look good." I go, "Why?" He goes, "I didn't realise you were 50. And I go, "I'm not. I'm 40. And he goes, "Well, I'll see you in 10 years. You don't need your prostate.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Yeah, Nick told me it was 40.
Oh.
So I went in, did the whole, "Oh, I need to go into the doctor." Mate, I was awkward.
Why don't you get it anyway?
You don't need to. I said, "Do I need to get it?" He goes, "Nah, you're fine, mate.
Just check it. I
said,
you're there."
I said, "Can you just check it? Put the glove on. See, there you go." No, he said, "Mate, I'll see you in 10 years."
He really doesn't want to check your prostate.
He didn't.
Are you treating the exam like Boxy's big night? Like you're just gearing up for it at home?
See you in 10 years. No, because I was worried about, because one of my friends, Mark Orville, angry dad, didn't get his prostate checked for the 1 year because we're in COVID, and then he had to have an operation because he had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So so I was like, been weighing on my mind. And then I brought it up in the studio yesterday, and I said, "I've got to get my prostate, but I think it's 50. And Nick's like, "No, it's 40. You got to go get it checked. It's 40. And I go, "Are you sure?" So I bloody booked in.
Yeah, just to get your
just
prostate
to get my prostate checked, and then I don't have to go.
I had to get it done when I was 30.
Yeah, because you look 60.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
And thanks to our good friends at Underworks, we're doing this.
It's time for Boxy's Big Now.
Bev's up and about.
We're heading to the Gold Coast in 2 weeks. I'm finally going out. 10 years, no partying, and this is going to be the party to end all parties. We're going through the night, guys. We are not sleeping.
And that's the problem, Boxy. That's the problem. I'm a man that gets around the streets. I like to chat to people. I have fun. I talk to the fruiterer, the butcher. A lot of people have brought this up, and it happened at the doctor's. Dear. Somewhere where you just didn't think I'd be talking about Boxy's big night out. Now, the beautiful receptionist down there at Dr. Colin Leong's rooms in Hampton, I was sitting there with my mask on. I was playing slots on my phone, and she started to talk. I'm like, bro, can't you see that I'm playing slots on my phone? Anyway, she's like, oh, my God, when do you go to the Gold Coast? And I was like, poof, the ears pricked up. I said, oh, we're going in 2 weeks, 2 weeks tomorrow. And she said, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for Fifi. Oh, my God, I'm a mother. We don't go. How is she going to do this? And I said, that is the beauty of the party. I don't think she'll make it. And she goes, I don't think she's going to make it either. She needs to have naps. I said, it's perfect because we've got, and there was a couple of other people sitting there. I said, there's a nightclub called the Lounge Room. It's got a couple of beds in it. She might be able to have a bit of a nap. And then she went, oh, that's disgusting. And it I said, is. Yeah, that's what Fee said. But she's like, she needs to get piss. Whoa. She needs to get oh, I said the wrong one. I meant to say something fit, but I said that. Like, whoops. You need to get in prep. You need to prep.
Yes.
And the beautiful receptionist said she needs to have a couple of wines, like sitting at home, because you can't go straight into an all-nighter. It's like a marathon. We've discussed this. Marathon runners don't run a marathon straight away. They build up to it. But you're thinking you're crazy. I'm a cool cat. Woo, pina colada. Going to go all night from 6 to 6. It's not going to happen. So you need, and the advice was from the receptionist to the doctors, to actually have a couple
of drinks
each night.
Every day.
To prepare because then she said, this was the clincher that got me a bit worried because, Nick, oh, we're professionals, but I don't know if we could do this show for a couple of weeks without her. And the doctor said, receptionist doctor said, do your bosses realise if she goes out all night, she probably won't work for a week or two? That got
it's
me worried.
Take me out.
This could take you out, but we could do lads, be fun for a couple of days, but I don't think we could have our captain away for so long.
And you're 40. You had about 2.5 days off after your 40th.
Yeah, because I wasn't even drunk. I wasn't even drinking hardly. But
so,
I'm a little
bit
worried.
I feel like a doctor's telling me to drink every day. That's what I've just been told.
Receptionist.
Okay, receptionist.
No,
but you need to have a couple every night just to really, because I don't want to see you not working. I want you to be, like, no one's saying, hey, Fev and Nick, you need to take it easy because they know that we can do it.
Okay. Well, this is, I will take this on board.
There's a lot of questions from a lot of people.
I feel like I want to come in fresh. I don't want to do any prep. You know, that I'm that kind of person. Yeah, I'll do the fun run with no prep. That's how I want to do it.
Tear both hammies.
Yeah.
Well, Boxy's.
I'm starting to get worried for you.
Really?
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
We are heading to the Gold Coast for Boxy's big night in 2 weeks. And the Gold Coast was in the news today. A man claims he has proof, actual proof, there are UFOs flying around the Gold Coast. A mysterious car-sized object hit his drone. He's caught this on video. I've had a look. It looks like a larger drone has hit his drone. That's just my opinion. I just think someone with a big, big drone hit his littler drone.
The other drone operators, like, there are tiny UFOs. One flew into my drone.
But it could be the aliens flying their bigger drones to knock him down so they don't see them.
Fev, I would laugh. But you are right, my friend.
Pardon?
Did I miss the memo?
When I say
whoa,
when I say you're right, what I mean is you never know.
Never know.
You never know.
And no, you don't know.
Do you remember, guys? It may have been this. It was last week. Mm. It was around this time
last
week.
We'd be naive, Boxy, not to think that anyone else is out there.
Well, we did our segment. We got one. Now the segment. Can we get one? Is about when we think we'll only get one call because it is so obscure. And there was a woman in the news last week who said that she had been abducted by aliens. Mm. Now, we asked that question, and I didn't want to. And I remember in our pre-show meeting, executive producer Leon said, it'll melt down. So many people will call in. We did get one call, but it was from a woman in labour.
Mm. Are you in labour right now?
She misunderstood the segment, but we were wrapped because that was a great call.
Beautiful call.
Now, Leon said to me this morning, if you ask the question, have you seen a UFO? He believes there will be true meltdown. Isn't that what you said, Leon?
Yes, but also I just want you to know that I just believe in our listeners.
Okay.
But coming through with the goods.
I saw a UFO.
So,
and nobody
under the guise of our segment,
me.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one. Caller.
We got one!
Have you seen a UFO? Have you seen it? Now, I believe, and it was, I think it's back in the 80s out in Clayton.
Yeah.
There was a whole group of people. It might have been a school or a university. They all saw UFOs. Mm. That's a very famous sighting.
It is.
So 131060, that is a, we only need one caller for this to be a success. Now, we will also accept if you're in labour right now, if you're a billionaire,
you
if you're Amish.
Amish.
Are you Amish?
Well, let's see. Have we even got one?
We got one!
Oh, Georgina in Caroline Springs, have you seen a UFO?
Yes, I believe it was a UFO.
What? Talk us through it, Georgina.
So I was driving, so it was during the day, so I was driving to my grandma's house, and then for some reason I looked up and it was like a really light blue light in the sky. So I slowed down because it didn't look like an aeroplane. It was just like a blue light, and it was like kind of like a square shape. So I slowed down to see what it was, and it just disappeared. Like I just blinked, and it was gone.
Wow!
Whoa, a blue light. Ooh. See, this is where I'm out of my depth. I want. Could it be like you know when people have those radar guns? You know when you can like shoot. Look, like if I had one of those, I could put like a red spot on your head, Nick or Fev.
Yeah.
Could you have one of those a blue
laser
light
pointer.
That you laser point into the sky and it looks like a blue light? Could it have been that?
Yeah, but how do you explain the square, unidentified object in the air?
I googled like UFO sightings and they had photos of exactly what I saw. It was just really weird.
Where was this?
It was
over
like,
the west? Whereabouts was it situated?
Yeah, so it was near, because I was driving to my grandma, so she lived in St. Albans, so it was around that area.
Wow.
And when I googled, like, you know, UFO sightings, it had exactly what I saw. It was square, and it had, like, a weird blue light around it.
Because usually it's a like saucepan, Boxy.
What?
The UFO looks like a, you know, it's the shape of a... It's round.
Usually a UFO is the shape of a saucepan.
Yeah, but this one's square. They might have updated now. We're a bit... further on technology.
Saucepans have a handle, is that what you mean?
Like, yeah, but like the circle, what is it called? Like a little...
A fry pan?
Yeah, like a fry pan.
But doesn't that have the handle on the side?
Well, that's when the door opens,
you
it
mean,
does.
Oh, you mean a saucer, flying
yeah,
saucer.
Flying saucer. Yeah.
Like a cup and saucer.
Yeah, same thing, bro.
A saucepan. Sorry.
Next.
No, you got me.
A flying tomato pan. Sauce.
It's a flying pot.
Sorry,
might have been a courier up there delivering a box.
You've really got me.
We got
another one.
Chris from Doreen, our second caller. Have you seen a UFO?
I sure have.
100%. Okay. What happened?
100.
Okay, so crystal clear. 2009, I think it was. There was a lunar eclipse. So cousin and I, we were young. What went outside to watch the lunar eclipse, as you do. They were over for a visit. We were just sitting out there waiting for this lunar eclipse to come across. And all of a sudden, we see these three perfect, bright, almost star-like, bright objects. And they were in a row, like three things in a row, moving perfectly, like they were in a flight pattern. And now that I've gotten older, I understand it a little bit more. Anyway, so these are things are flying across. They kind of hover over. And then we're just watching them and like, what the hell? And they just disappear into, and they look like they turn into a star. Like, so they've obviously just left our atmosphere. So then anyway, 10 minutes later, we go out, yell out to our parents, we're like, come out. Our neighbors come out. Everyone's looking. Another two fly over, did exactly the same thing. Bang, take off, turned into like little pin dots in the sky. It was a beautiful crystal clear night. Then finally, after about, on another 5 minutes, this other one comes from a different direction by itself, looking like it's dropping like debris, right? Like on fire debris. And my theory was like, oh, they've come to retrieve their lost mate. Anyway, so this thing flies over, stops in exactly the same spot, makes this bang, like ridiculous bang, and a flashing light, like a camera flash. My mum bolts under the garage and says, they're going to take a photo of us. Run. And she's dying laughing. We're all dying laughing. And then this thing did the same thing. After it made the bang, it stopped dropping the debris and it shot off and that was it. Like a star turned into like a dot. We're watching it like disappear in front of us.
Out of all that, I love your mum's view on it more. Like, I don't mind getting papped by aliens, but not in this dress. All right.
Hey, do you reckon that, like, they want to come down, the aliens, but then when we sight them, they know they've got like a, you know, when you're playing COD, right, and you see someone sees you and you get like a detection, so you know someone's watching, like a spot light on you. So you can duck so you don't get shot. So they might have that. So our eyes are onto them and they go, oh, God, they've seen us. We better get out. Like, they're playing like hide and seek.
So you've gone one step further than where I'm at is I'm not believing in them yet. So that's if you believe that they exist.
So you don't believe anything else is out there. So we're the only... Like only people, only living, only...
Back to Chris. He tells it with such conviction, and I believe him. 100%. I do believe Chris.
That was an amazing
story. Then
I
go, I think Elon Musk is out there putting stuff in the sky. I think that NASA are doing things.
This was 2009.
NASA's doing stuff out in the sky, and they're not telling us.
But they're not telling us. Of course they're not.
Well, that's what I mean.
I think you're both saying the
same. They don't tell us the truth about the vaccines, these people.
Yeah, so we think, different topic.
It's the same, though.
I know, but what I mean is they're doing stuff in the sky, but they're not telling us what they're doing. So we think, that's got to be aliens, when really it's military bases trialing stuff that they're going to do stuff with.
People in high places don't tell us anything. They just feed stuff on the news that they want our brains to know.
Yeah.
And train our brains, because what's going on, really, we don't want to really know what's going on.
No, we certainly don't.
Because it'll turn everyone cray-cray.
I kind of want to know a bit, though.
I want to know all of it.
Really changed this topic, didn't it? But that's, you know, Chris got me, Georgina, good stories. Guys, the segment lives another day.
We actually got
calls of people who have seen UFOs.
Wouldn't
got really deep
abducted.
To at the end.
No, it's just life.
It is life.
Hmm.
You wouldn't mind getting abducted.
Being the first person abducted. Well, there might have been other ones, we don't know. But like, and then going up, hanging out, and then coming back. And then imagine if I come back and said, Boxy, I got taken last night. You'd be like, mate, Leon, put him back in the clinic.
Yeah.
He's done.
Taken by security, thrown out the front.
For more Fifi, Bev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And for energy that's a great deal better, switch to Australian-owned Lumo today. What?